Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
No Tara Fox today. She's going to be back from her vacation tomorrow, mañana. So keep me company. Let me know what the highlight of your weekend was. Usually I get to hear from her. She hears from me. We hear from you. But today it's just me and you. So tell me what the highlight of your weekend was. Shoot me a text. Give me a call. 207-807-1104. Let's chat. What was the highlight of your weekend? You do anything fun this weekend? For me, I would say Saturday night was pretty frigid. And I had a DJ in the Old Port at Oasis. And I wasn't expecting much. I'm like, I'm sure people aren't going to go out, it's so cold. And then it turned out to be a surprisingly great night. It was packed in there. So shouts to everybody that came out to Oasis. I had a blast DJing Saturday night. Literally like went in, bar was so low, expectations were low, and then it was a great crowd. So that was the highlight. Also, as I'm getting ready to go to Oasis, we started watching this documentary, me and Maura, on Netflix called American Nightmare. Wild. If you haven't seen it, highly recommend it. But I had to stop around the middle of episode 2 and I needed to know what happened next. So that was on my mind the whole time I was DJing Saturday night and I couldn't wait till the next day. So once I got home at like 2 in the morning, I had to finish off the rest of the series for American Nightmare. Highly recommend it. So good. I still have some questions though. So if you've seen it, I hope this doesn't spoil too much. But what about the other guys she saw? Like, they didn't really go into much about that. And then the other thing that I want to know more of is the fact that the FBI agent dated his ex-girlfriend. That seemed wild to me. But if you're looking for a good, like, mystery story on Netflix, check this out. It was pretty wild. 3-part episode held my attention through all 3 episodes. It's called American Nightmare. Ashley in Westbrook, what was the highlight of your weekend, Ashley?
Well, Friday night, I totally binged The American Nightmare. Oh, totally recommend.
Yeah.
And yesterday, my daughter's basketball team played their first 2 playoff games for basketball back-to-back, and they took both Ws.
Nice. All right, so they continue on in the playoffs? Is that how it works?
They do.
Congratulate.
Next weekend.
Nice. What's the name of their team? Shout them out.
Frick City Hoop, 6th grade girls. Silver.
Whoop, whoop. All right, there it is. What did you think of American Nightmare?
Oh, it was amazing. Kind of a letdown with the legal system, but, you know,
yeah,
sometimes that's not really surprising.
Pretty scary.
But, yeah, overall, it was amazing.
The lady cop, though, was cool from the other police department.
She was. That was, like, the icing on the cake at the end of the movie.
I still want to know, like, were there other people involved? They didn't really get into that. And I want to know more about the FBI agent dating his ex. That seemed wild to me, too.
Agree. Like, it was kind of a setup.
Yeah. I feel like they could do an episode 4. There's a little more information I need.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, congratulations to the girls over there playing basketball. And thanks for calling in with the weekend highlight.
Thank you. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday. Have a good one. Have a good week. Shelby in Milton, New Hampshire. Tell me the highlight of your weekend.
Saturday, I went with a group of friends and hiked Mount Moriah, which completed all 48 of the 4,000 footers in New Hampshire for me.
Wait, 48 of the 4,000 footers in New Hampshire? So there's 4,000, like, explain that. There's 48. There's 48 4,000 footers. Got it. All right.
Exactly. Yep.
Damn. Well, that's an accomplishment. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really proud. Really excited.
Was it cold up there? It had to
it
be.
Was freezing.
Yeah. Jeez.
Very cold.
You could have picked a better time of the year to make it up, but okay.
I could have. But you know what? That was part of, this is the first winter that I've ever hiked too. So that was part of the accomplishment of it. It was also my first snowshoe hike. So kind of a cool way to end.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, you've advanced that far, right? You've built up to it.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Well, congratulations. I saw your text. I'm like, all right, I gotta hear a little more about this. This is crazy.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended his Republican presidential campaign on Sunday and endorsed rival Donald Trump. The decision leaves Trump and Nikki Haley as the last major candidates remaining in the race ahead of tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. Lewiston Police Department took on the Boston Fire Department in a hockey game at the Lewiston Coliseum Friday. The Battle of the Badges raised money for the families of the Lewiston shooting victims. About a year ago, a sail pup left the ocean to explore the streets of Cape Elizabeth. We're all kind of enamored with this story of the seal pup sightings around Cape Elizabeth, went back to the ocean, kept popping back up, and then they had to care for the pup for like a month before they re-released the pup into the ocean. The seal is now being honored in a new children's book. Terry Perkins Mittman was inspired to capture the seal named Sunshine story in a children's book after spotting the seal on her lawn while taking her dog out for a walk. Pretty cute. The Final Four for the NFL is set. The Ravens are going to host the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship, and the 49ers will host the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship. This could set up a possible Eminem versus Taylor Swift Super Bowl. That'd be crazy. Get the old Eminem back where he was dissing pop singers back in the day and have him do a Taylor Swift diss song. Let's go. I'm here for it. Hot sauce day is today. Spice it up, hot sauce lovers. This morning I celebrated by throwing a little hot sauce on my breakfast burrito. That is five things you need to know made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Injured in an accident? Call Joe today for a free case evaluation. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
On Friday, Alec Baldwin was indicted on involuntary manslaughter charges in connection with the October 2021 shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins died when she was shot by a prop gun. Baldwin said he didn't pull the trigger. After an initial dismissal, prosecutors pursued additional forensic evidence. Their findings have led to the latest indictment. Baldwin's attorney said, "We look forward to our day in court. If convicted, Baldwin could serve up to 18 months in prison." As the new year began, 50 Cent proclaimed that he would be practicing abstinence. How's that going for him, you ask? On Saturday, 50 told his IG fans about his progress. He wrote, "I'm focused, man. Practicing abstinence is helping me train harder. I feel great. I think more people should try it." Travis Scott, Burna Boy, Luke Combs, they have joined the list of performers set to take the stage at the 2024 Grammy Awards. It's going to be interesting to see a Travis Scott Grammy Awards performance. What is that going to look like? It's going to get pretty wild. CBS made the announcement during the fourth quarter of Sunday's NFL game between the Chiefs and Bills. The three artists are going to join Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, and Olivia Rodrigo, who've already been announced, and I'm sure they'll announce a few more. The 66th annual Grammy Awards will air on Sunday, February 4th at 8 p.m. on CBS. Taylor Swift fans, don't come for me, but I was rooting for the Bills last night. I was a Bills fan in the 90s. Growing up in the 90s, they were in the Super Bowl like every single year. So I always rooted for them and Jim Kelly. And it taught me how to deal with disappointment because they never won. Jason Kelce, he's going to be pretty chummy with Taylor Swift. I don't know if that was the first time that they hung out. They were in the suite together last night, but he took his shirt off and he was jumping around over there with her in the suite. He also jumped into the stands with fans when his brother Travis and the Kansas City Chiefs took on the Bills last night. And he was pounding beers with fans. And he even picked up a little girl who had a Taylor Swift sign and brought her up to the suite to show Taylor Swift the sign. That was adorable. Still no word if he's going to retire. It came out after his last game that he told his teammates that was it. And then on his podcast with his brother, Travis, he said that no official decision has been made and he's still weighing his options. Taylor looked like she was having a good time at the game. Obviously, they got the W. But the day before, pretty scary for her. There was a man accused of trying to break into her New York City apartment and he was arrested. One of her stalkers got arrested the day before trying to break into her home. Scary stuff. Kid Cudi has apologized to Lupe Fiasco. The two have had a difference of opinion for over a decade and got heated over the weekend. The back and forth came to a head during Cudi's press tour for his Insano album. I guess the beef started when Cudi rapped about Fiasco charging fans $500 for a personalized verse back in 2014. On Saturday, Cudi opened up on X and wrote, "Just talked to Lupe. Had a great talk. I know I was wrong, and I told him I shouldn't have done that blank-ish I did. I called myself looking out for the fans in the moment, but in reality, I was just hating. I apologize," and he accepted it. And then Lupe followed the message saying, "Sincerely appreciate it, my guy. Prayer hand emojis, peace and blessings." So that feud, that beef between them, completely done. Justin Timberlake went home to Memphis on Friday for a free concert and debuted some new music. Tickets for the event were hard to come by. Timberlake's team reached out to TikTok users who posted about wanting to attend the gig. And they also did a lottery that allowed some other people to snatch up some tickets. But it was a small show at the Orpheum Theater in Memphis. And he played Selfish live for the first time. Selfish is a new track off his upcoming album. I'll give you a little taste of it right here. 'Cause you're-
So if I get jealous, I can't help it.
Okay, JT, he's working with Timbaland on a new album. And coming up this week, he's going to be a guest on his BFF show, The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. That's going to happen on Thursday. I saw some fans in the comments of the videos from the show saying, keep the solo album. We really just want the NSYNC reunion. Why not both? Get the reunion together. I don't necessarily need new NSYNC music. Just go out on tour with NSYNC, and then you'll have some new music that you can play during the tour. Everybody's happy. I am excited about the potential for a NSYNC tour. That'd be dope. That is your Dirty on the 30. When it came down to it, everyone was either NSYNC or Backstreet Boys back in the day, and I always rode with NSYNC. That was my crew. Dirty on 30. It's Hot Radio Maine.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
No, Tara, she'll be back tomorrow, so keep me company. And once again, I am here to bribe you to do that by giving you Boys to Men tickets while we're commercial free this hour. Boys to Men is going to be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on February 9th. Pretty perfect early Valentine's Day gift, if I do say so myself. 207-807-1104 is the phone number, and I want you to finish the sentence. I have too many blank. I have too many blank. Call or text with an answer for that. I have too many what? 207-807-1104. 207-807-1104. Finish the sentence and you'll be in the running for our first pair of tickets to see Boys to Men, Motown Philly, back again. I'm not going to sing for you, but there's definitely a few Boys to Men joints that are on my shower soundtrack for sure. 207-807-1104. I have too many what? Maybe it's something you collect. Maybe you're a sneakerhead and you're like, damn, I have too many shoes, not enough space for it. Or maybe you have too many kids and you're like, I need a break from these kids. Brian, please send me to this concert. For me, I'm going to say unanswered text messages and phone calls, and I have anxiety because my red bubbles say 233 for the text messages and 781 for the phone calls. Too many of those. I need to do better about getting back to people. I'm sorry. Holly from Scarborough, you have too many what?
Too many unfinished projects at the house.
Yeah? You start something and then you're like, nah, I'm going to move on to the next?
Yeah. So bad.
Is it because you have like ADD, or is it because you get to like a step in the project and you're like, I don't know how to do this, and you just leave it undone?
It's worse. I have a little bit of both.
What are we talking about? What's some of the projects?
I wanted to redo my closet, you know, or start a greenhouse, and I have to expand my chicken coop, things like that. It's crazy.
So none of those are complete. We have an unexpanded chicken coop, greenhouse is partially finished, and the closet, I'm guessing, is not organized or done.
No, not at all.
Lindsay and Sopo, you have too many what?
I have too many little boys, but on a real note, I have too many arts and crafts.
Is it you making the arts and crafts, or is it your kids?
Me. That's what keeps me sane from them.
Got it. It sounds like you're looking for a break from the boys, right?
Oh, yeah. I just dropped my oldest off of school, and he said, what? I don't understand. What is Boys to Men?
Yeah.
I was like, really?
It's for grown folks this week. That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I have to tell it.
Joe from Sanford, you have too many what?
I have too many spam calls.
Too many fan calls?
Spam calls, yeah. I get, like, I don't know, at least 500 a day.
What do we mean, fan calls?
Spam.
Oh, I was like, fan? I'm like, oh, what do you do? You want to, like, who calls you? Spam calls. Got it. I was like, are you famous? What are you famous for? Spam.
Yeah, I wish.
Nah, man, I hear that.
I get so many a day.
My phone is getting better at it, though. It like literally pops up now and says spam call. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Not answering.
Mine just started doing that too, man.
Brenda and Sako, you have too many what?
Boxes to pack.
Lobsters to pack?
Boxes to pack.
I can't hear anything today. I don't know what's going on with me. Boxes to pack. Are you leaving? Where are you going? You're moving?
I'm moving to a bigger place.
Ooh. Top five least favorite tasks is the moving process. It's cool to be in a new spot, but the moving process, terrible.
Especially when you have two handicapped people to move with you, yep.
Oh my, so they're not obviously helping that much because of the situation.
No.
So
right?
So it's all on you, huh?
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, best of luck with the moving situation. I'll put you in the running for this Boys to Men show, and I'll call back my winner before be 9. Wonderful. So you might get a call back, all right?
That'd be wonderful.
Brianne in South Portland, you have too many what?
I have too many sweatshirts.
Too many sweatshirts? I feel like I'm right there in that category. I got way too many hoodies.
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming, but...
How many do you think you have? You got a count on them?
I'd say between, like, 50 and 60.
Wow. Do you have a favorite, though, that you go to?
There's definitely a few that are, like, my favorites. I have an Arizona State one that I wear a lot, and... From UNC sweatshirts.
Nice. Yeah, the same with me. I have a ton of hoodies, and I would say that there's 3 or 4 that I just rotate nonstop, and then the rest kind of find their way in every once in a while.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to put you in the running for these Boys to Men tickets.
Thank you so much. These are for my mom and aunt, whose birthday's in February.
We're
huge, huge fans.
Okay. All right, well, I'm rooting for you. If you don't if you don't win this morning, keep trying. 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. all week, we got the tickets, all right?
All right, thank you.
Bye. Missy from Hollis, you have too many what?
Too many bills.
Don't we all? Yeah, that's a good answer. Are you paying them on time? You up to date with everything?
I'm up to date, but man, there's too many.
Yeah, I hear that. Angelique in Bangor, finish the sentence. I have too many
body sprays.
You can only put one on at a time. I don't understand why all these ladies have so many body sprays. My girlfriend's the same way. She's got a whole desk full of different body sprays. It's crazy. And lotions and other stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming definitely. You probably have like a couple go-to and the rest just sit there unused forever.
Yep, of course.
What's your favorite? What's your go-to right now body spray?
Oh, geez, I have so many. I like the new Ariana Grande one. I think it's Among the Clouds.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Ariana Grande. New album coming soon. Riley and Sopo, finish the sentence. I have too many.
I got too many baby mamas, man.
How many is too many in your mind?
At least 4.
You have 4? Stop it. You're lying. You got 4 baby moms?
At least 4.
At least that you know confirmed. Of, you're saying.
Confirmed, yeah.
Confirmed 4. How many kids do you have?
Confirmed 6.
6. Wow, you're working on a crew over there. You're trying to...
I'm building a roster.
You're trying to catch up to Nick Cannon.
Yeah, we're going to make a basketball team.
If you were to win Boys to Men tickets, would you take one of the baby mamas?
No, I got to find a new one.
You got to find number 5, right?
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
All right, Amanda in Buxton, finish the sentence. I have too many what?
Questions.
Too many questions just about like everything or something specific?
Just about everything. There's way too many questions.
Who do you bother with all of these questions? There's got to be somebody in your life that you're asking them to.
Google.
I was picturing just like sitting there watching a movie with my girlfriend and her asking me all these questions and being like, we've watched the movie for the same amount of time. How do you have these questions?
Oh my God, that's the most annoying thing when you're watching a movie and someone has too many questions at the movie. I can admit I can be annoying with my questions, but definitely not during a movie. That just ruins
it. All right, you stay quiet during the movie. What's the last thing that you Googled?
The last thing I Googled was about Trump's convictions.
Oh, God. That's going to send you on a complete spiral.
Yeah, and it often does.
Are you a Boys to Men fan?
Yes, I am. I have been for a very long time, me and my mother.
So if you were to win these tickets, would you take your mom to the show?
Absolutely. My mom helps me with so much. She's so supportive. I would love to be able to do something for her.
All right, we're going to make this happen. I'm going to hook you up with my first pair of tickets. You're going to the show. Congratulations. Hey, you're very welcome. February 9th, you and Mom are there at the MGM Music Hall to see Boys to Men.
Oh, it's awesome. She's
going
to be so excited.
Nice.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Today is the day. Fat Kids Rejoice. The new Sidekicks menu is rolling out at Subway. It's a collection of 3 new footlongs. Get this. They've collabed with Cinnabon for a footlong churro. They got the Auntie Annie's footlong pretzel. And then, of course, their iconic cookies now come in footlong shape. The president of Subway said the Sidekicks aim to appeal to guests who want other reasons to visit outside traditional meal times. If you're going to Subway for anything besides a sandwich outside of the regular meal times for one of these footlong snacks, you're definitely breaking your New Year's resolution. Don't do it. Stay strong. Although all 3 of those sound delicious.